Go out at 10 o'clock this weekend to see every planet beyond Earth. I'm Matt Pelser, and this is your weekend sky report. Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune will all be in the evening sky this weekend. And so will Pluto, if you consider that to be a planet, but most amateur telescopes won't have a chance of spotting it. To see them all, you'll need a decent telescope. To see the three brightest ones, you just need your eyes. Let's go from east to west. Around 10 p.m., you'll notice a bright orange point of light in the night sky that doesn't twinkle. That's Mars. But further east, or to the left, is Uranus. In fact, it'll be almost due east at 10 o'clock and slightly lower in the sky than bright Mars. Now, you can't see Uranus with the naked eye unless conditions are perfect. Dark skies, no atmospheric interference. And even then, it's tough to spot. But with most telescopes, you should be able to see something. If you spot a pale blue-green disk, you've found it. Again, you can't miss Mars. It's bright and it has that red-orange hue. Now for the hardest one to spot. At 10 p.m., Neptune will be high to the south-southeast. You'll need a large telescope to find it. Neptune wasn't even discovered visually. It was discovered mathematically in the mid-19th century by studying the orbit of Uranus. Again, if you have a particularly good telescope, look for a dim, deep blue disk. And to the southwest, you'll see two bright points of light that don't twinkle. The dimmer yellow one is Saturn. Any telescope will reveal the rings, an amazing sight from your backyard. And the brightest point of light to the west or right of Saturn is Jupiter. Binoculars should be enough to see its four largest moons. Oh, and Pluto? It's right between Jupiter and Saturn, but you won't be able to spot it unless you have an enormous telescope and know exactly what you're looking for. I've never seen it. I'm Matt Pelser. Happy sky watching.